Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, whatever time zone you're in. This is Chad with the Sharks, and I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I apologize. This one's going to be one that has different segments, just due to my day and what's going on, and my thoughts. I got a lot to talk about, and I basically just want to talk about what's going on in our nation, in our world. You know, with the pandemic, the riots, and the racism. So I'm overwhelmed with emotions, feelings. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. But can we start here? Can we all agree that we have a problem, that there is an issue at the center of every single one of our hearts that we need to deal with? And, you know, I think it talks about this in the Bible, that our heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know our hearts except God? And, you know, some of us look at others and say, I would never do that, I would never say that, I would never think that. But the truth is, any of us are capable of doing or saying anything because of sin. And I think we need to start there. I think we need to at least address the fact that we're all sinners. We all were born into this sinful world. And the only thing that separates us, me, from you, is the choice. The decisions we make. And I think that's where we're at. I think that a lot of people have made poor decisions, you know, starting from George Floyd to the cop to all those involved to the riots to the people on the other side. We're all making bad decisions. And, you know, the more that I do research and the more that I look into stuff, the more I see that the media loves to paint a negative picture. They love to push false stories to stir anger, to stir ratings. And if you stay on Facebook long enough or watch TV or the news long enough, you're going to get depressed. You are going to start questioning a lot of things. And honestly, folks, I would just encourage you not to spend so much time in the media. I would spend more time in God's Word, because that's where you're going to find not only better answers, but you're going to find peace. And I just feel so bad, because I think a lot of these people that are making these decisions are lost. They don't know the Lord. They are not saved. And they're just going off of what they were told or what they believe. And, you know, I hate that they're hurting people. I hate that monuments are being taken down. I get some of the motives behind.
Got some good news and bad news. The bad news is my part two, which I titled Part Dos, did not make it. I'm sorry, so I have to redo that. And hopefully I can convey and remember everything that I said. So my thoughts on this whole COVID-19 pandemic, riots. I have a lot, actually. And to be honest with you, it's just my thoughts, you know? They're not facts, they're not Bible, they're not something that I would be upset if the hearer did not agree. But I think they raise good points and maybe even great discussion. I welcome any feedback as well. So let's jump right in. So the COVID-19, let me state by saying I believe it's real. I do believe people have died from it. I do believe it's serious. I think even before it was announced, we need to understand the severity of cleanliness and how we take care of ourselves, not only topically, but internally, you know. I don't think we take very good care of ourselves, and I think people are getting sick all the time because they don't wash their hands. So in a way, I'm grateful that this has caused us to be more conscientious of that. But at the same time, I think even without this pandemic, people were getting sick, you know, prior. And I do think to a certain degree, maybe even a large degree, the media has blown this out of proportion. I think that they have produced fear in many people. I think their goal is to get more people to tune in to their TV stations and radio stations. And I'm fearful that the world craves bad news, negative stories, unfortunately. Bad sells, right? But we need to be careful what we listen to, what we allow in our minds and hearts. And I have a story that I believe ties in perfectly to how we need to be very careful who we believe and who we don't. Back in 2009, I was having issues with my health and bleeding in my bowel movements, and I was worried, so I went and got checked, had a colonoscopy. Again, this is back in 2009. So over 10 years ago, and actually, that's 20 years ago now, right? No, 12 years ago, my bad. I'm getting tired, sorry. One day it'll be 20 years, right? So, went to the doctor, had the test, and they said I had Crohn's. Crohn's disease. Did a lot of research. Went to a lot of doctors. Was on meds for quite a while. And I believed everything they said. You know, why wouldn't I? Right? They're smart. They got a degree. They know what they're doing. Right? But something hit me one day. Why don't I get a second opinion? So I did. 3 years later, I decided to have a second colonoscopy, and guess what? They didn't find anything. No signs detected. And I thought about it. Why am I still taking these meds? So I stopped, and here I am over 10 years later, and I'm fine. Now, I'm not saying I'm healed. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong, but I am saying that I think they were wrong. I think that, money pushes a lot of decisions in the medical field. I think doctors are sometimes forced to say stuff because of guidelines. And I just think we need to be careful what we allow them to do to us and say. If you do go and get checked, or have, I would get a second opinion, maybe even a third. because you just never know. And that's my thoughts on the coronavirus. Again, I do think we need to take it serious. We need to respect others. We need to obey our authorities. I'm not saying we should cause any conflict or a division, but I do think we need to practice our amendments, our freedom. And, you know, these riots have just baffled me. I may have to do a whole other podcast just on that, because I don't understand how things have gotten out of control like they have. And, you know, to set aside my personal thoughts, I understand the motive in what some of these people are doing, you know, with wanting to stand up and take down monuments or point out flaws in the cops and so forth. But the way they're going about it, I just can't comprehend. I don't understand. I don't think they're being heard the way that they thought they would. I think it's backfiring on them. I saw something today or read somewhere that Trump had passed a law that if anybody messes or vandalizes any monument, they will spend 10 years in jail. And I was like, wow, that's good. That's good. Not the way to do it, right? If you want to take a stand and do something, do it the way Martin Luther did, right? Do it with class, with integrity, and without hurting someone. And I definitely think it's possible. People have done it, you know, and people are doing it, and will continue. I think I pretty much said everything I did in the first part, or the first run of part two. And then, of course, the audio was terrible, and I apologize. I did it in my car on my way home, and I decided to just delete it and start over. So here's part two, and there more than likely will be a part three. But if there's not, I hope you enjoyed hearing my thoughts on the whole pandemic and COVID-19, and of course the riots. I do apologize that I haven't done a podcast in quite some time. As you can imagine, there's been just so much going on. And again, I want to give another shout out to a friend, Mike Sandusky. He encouraged me, without even knowing, to get my podcast back up and going. And appreciate you, buddy. You are a blessing, and I hope you hear this. So stay tuned for much more. Love you guys, and thanks for listening. God bless. I just went back and listened to part one and, of course, two, and realized that at the beginning of part one, my recording just stopped, like, drastically, and it was because I had a phone call coming in at the time. So I apologize for that, and I did repeat some of the thoughts I had in part two, so if it seemed I was repetitive, that's why. But to close this podcast, I'd like to just end with what I think the answer should be in all this, or should I say answers, plural, because I don't think it's just one answer. I think there's multiple ways to, well, there's one main answer, but I think there's many ways to get to this answer, and I think it has everything to do with love. I think if we were to love more, if we were to show love, give love, receive love, that could fix a myriad of problems in our world. Of course, it's hard to love the unlovable. It's hard to love those who hate and those who are mean. But I think it can be done. I have to give credit to my brother, Cyrus. Big shout out. Kilo 6. He's real big on this and wanting to practice what we preach, you know, loving our enemy, loving those who are just hard to love, right? I think it's hard to love someone when all they care about is themselves and hurting people, or even worse. But I think love can overcome that. The greatest picture of love was when Jesus came to earth and died on a cross for you and me. I believe that was the ultimate sacrifice, the greatest picture of love. He laid down his life for not only the ones who were nice, but those who were mean, those who didn't even believe in him, those who reviled and hated him. He still laid down his life for them. And I think if Christ can do that, I think we can as well. I think we can turn the other cheek. I think we can forgive. I think that we can learn how to overlook certain things. You know, not everything's worth arguing about. Some things are, but most things aren't, I don't think. And I believe that at some of these videos and stories you're seeing on the media have to be looked through in the eyes of love. Why are these people doing what they're doing? What are they wanting to get out of it? What should we do to stop it? And again, the ultimate answer is love. But how do we get that way? There has to be some type of judgment. There has to be some type of action taken. Sometimes even drastic measures, arrest, maybe even some, what would you call it, stand your ground, you know, speak in your mind, standing up for what you believe in, but do it in love. That's the thing, that's the key. And sometimes it's hard when your flesh gets involved. That's why you have to do it in the spirit, in love. And I would challenge all of you, next time you see a video or you read a post that upsets you, look deeper. Look into why it's being said, why it's being shown, and look at that person in the eyes of love. Love them to good. Love them to Jesus. Love them to forgiveness. It's hard. It will be hard. No one said it'd be easy. But we can do it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm super excited to finish it and edit it and publish it. And it will be ready, hopefully, by the end of the night and available tomorrow on most platforms. And until next time, I look forward to your feedback, and I love all you guys.